Continuing in the Chazara. Okay. So who's going to help me out here? What? 51. Not really. No. No. Yeah, no, we did 47, 48. Someone who wants to give me packet Vav. Packet Vav. Yeah, so you keep it. Ezra's going to give me. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, 48. Be'er inyan shel tol bruch. Okay, so what is the idea of tol bruch? So that's a Gemara in Brachas. Tol bruch, tol bruch. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's on page 17. Where it says, Amar Rav Tolbruch, Tolbruch, and it's Torah Levarez. In other words, what happens? Tolbruch, Habotzei, Kodim Shatav. The fellow made Hamotzi, and he didn't eat it, the bread yet. And he took part of the bread, and he gave it to somebody. And he said, here, take a piece. So he talked. So you don't have to, in other words, normally if you talk, if you made a bracha and then you talk, then you mafsig the bracha, right? Right, so you mafsig the bracha. But if it's, but the maisa, if it was me'inyan the suda, like Dr. Professor Hess just said, then it's not a hefsek. Tolbruch ein sarach levarach means you don't have to repeat the motzi. Ein sarach levarach. Have a melech, have a liftan, sarach levarach. But if you say bring salt, then that is a hefsek. But then the other opinion says that even that is not a hefsek. Because it's also meaning. So what was the original shita that held that it is a problem? Because the original opinion didn't really think that it was a real chiyuv to have salt, maybe. Or the bread was chashuv enough, like Tosis discusses, that you didn't need salt. So then it's, you know, there's a thing by different Mesadre Kedushin have different opinions. Like when the Mesadre Kedushin makes the brachas, the two brachas under the chuppah, right? The Bar Per Gafen, and then Shekh Nisham Sosav Svan Al Arayos, etc. And then the Chazan Kala drink. So the question is, so then they're going to have the Kedushin. So some Mesadre Kedushin don't want to be mafsik. I think Rav Shechter's not based on a Ramah, then Lachat Chili, even me Indian, you know, mafsik. And they explain everything before. I'm not into that. In other words, I like to, as we're going along, we're too far in advance to explain what's going to happen three steps from now. In other words, we do step A, and we do step A. Then we'll explain, now we're going to do step B, and now what's step B? But if you do, like, before you do the first step, you're already speaking about what's going to happen at the third step, it could be confusing. So So basically, I make the brachas, and then they drink. And in the minhag, a lot of our communities, the parents give the kids to drink. I have a system: the father, the mother. The 2 times you drink under the chuppah, so you can give the father of one the first time, the mother the second. You cover the whole thing. But I was recently Masada Kedushin at a wedding, and the bracha chrisa was and after the 7 brachas, you already drink again. So after the bracha chrisa was given to us, the Hasidic Rebbe. Like my wife was asking, how come they didn't make him an aide? I said, no, you don't make a Hasidic Rebbe an aide. You make a Hasidic Rebbe, you give him bracha chrisa. If you have a Hasidic Rebbe, that's where you give him bracha chrisa. You don't give him any other kibbutz. That's for a kibbutz, for a Hasidic Rebbe. So the Rebbe afterwards wanted to give the wine to the chassan, to drink, because he was holding the kos. And I wanted to give it to the parent to give to the. So he didn't realize what. So he was trying to give it to the chassan. I was trying to, and then I finally won. Yeah, we had a little tug of war over the coast. So,
wine everywhere. There's wine everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you
should know, under a chuppah, the parents, that's their big simcha, their joy. So for them to give, it's not a halacha, it's not a, it's just I'm a. I remember one time at a wedding, I think I was Masada Kedusha, I think I, by mistake, like excluded one, they let you know about it. So you don't want to exclude anybody. So even if there's a Hasidic Rebbe under the chuppah, you still want the parents to be able to give the wine to the kid. So if there's a Hasidic Rebbe under the chuppah, get the coast back from him. So what I do is, then after they drink the first time, then I say, okay, now these are the eidim. Now we're going to take out the ring. And we're going to look at the Shavu'ot Pruta. Now you're going to say the Harayat, slowly and clearly to the Kala, and that the Eidim should also hear and see, etc. So I explain as I go along. Instead of explaining everything before I make the Bari Priyah Goffin and the Sheikh Kishon Bezozov Zivon Arayas. So I was with a certain Rosh Yeshiva, big Rosh Yeshiva from a certain big yeshiva, and he was the Masader Kedushin, and he, under the chuppah, even after the brachas, he was saying, okay, now we're going to do the Kedushin. We know the Mishnah says in Kedushin, Isha Nikdeis V'shlosha Drachim, and he was giving a whole shiur there. So that much I don't have to give the whole Mishnah and the whole. So he gave the whole Mishnah and the whole thing, and okay. Yeah, no, in other words, at certain types of weddings where the people aren't so knowledgeable, they want, explanations for the. But this was not for the people. This was just for the, people under the chuppah. It wasn't explanations for. I was just recently, at a bris recently, at the Moyel, was very good. He explained, he knew how to work the crowd, so to speak. Certain crowds, they want to. Okay, but, and there's another thing that's from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said like this: we know on Yontif, when you make Kiddush, so what do you say after Kiddush? What do you say after Kiddush? Shechiyonu. Now there's only one Yontif that you don't say Shechiyonu. Shri Shal Pesach, right. Shri Shal Pesach, right. All the other Yom Tovim, whether it's Sukkot, the first day, the second day, the last day, you always say Shechiyonu after Kiddush. Pesach, but the one time that you don't say Shechiyonu is what? Is the seventh day of Pesach. Because it's a Yontif. But it's not a new Yontif, because we already started the Yontif on the first day of Pesach. By Sukkot, even though we also did, but Shri Netzeres is considered a new Yontif. So therefore we make a Shach Yadosh Shmir Netzeres. The only Yontif we don't make a Shach Yadosh, a lot of times people make a mistake, because they're used to it. Like it becomes part of the tune. Kaddish Yisrael, Vazmanim, and then the Shach Yadosh. So what happens if you made a Shach Yadosh by mistake? So now you're going to drink the Bar Per Goffin, but L'chor, you made a Hefsik, because the Shach Yadosh was not supposed to be there. So it's like you spoke between the drink. In other words, the fact that you made a Bar Per Goffin, then you said the Nusach HaKiddush, that's the proper thing to do. But so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to repeat the Bar Per Goffin. It's still Yotze, even though you were Mafsik. But he says, because Hefsik is a din in Hesach Hadas. Because if you start talking about the New York Yankees and start talking about something totally extraneous, so then that's a Hefsik. But here, the guy thought he was supposed to do it. He wasn't Masir Das from the Kiddush. He thought this is what he was supposed to do. So he was wrong. He didn't know the halacha properly, or he forgot the halacha, whatever. But he thought that this is what you're supposed to do by Kiddush, just like you do by all the other Yom Tovim. So that's not considered a Hefsek, because it's not a Hesach Hadas. That's what
it's called. About women who make Shach Yonah by lighting candles, when they hear Shach Yonah, it's not Kiddush, it's not a Hefsek.
Right. Okay. So that's question 48. Okay, 49. Right? The Gemara says, Hashori Batainis, somebody's fasting, Mao Shiyito. Right? Could you chew something and spit it out? You want to see if it's salty or not? Achil ushtia kabil alei v'haleka. In other words, what were you makabil on a tainus? Just eating and drinking? So if you chew and spit out, that's not eating or drinking. Well, maybe no. You makabil all types of hanor from the food. So you get hanor when you chew something, even if you spit it out, you could get pleasure. So then maybe you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says, "Toim ve'im bekachlum," that you could chew and it's fine. Toim ve'im bekachlum. And Tosa says, "Pesha be'chal shechozel polit." Because then you have to spit it out. You can't do it. And then we discussed 50, we discussed the Shalah. Shalah says that you're not allowed to speak between Hamotzi and eating. And if you do, you lost the bracha. If it's not something part of the... But he said that but if you chewed a little bit, then it's okay. In other words, you made the bracha and then you chewed, even though you didn't swallow. You're really supposed to wait to speak till your mama swallow it. He says, Nira, a few hichnis pusas abseel tok piv the law, so, Eina Rosh Hanodaba Asha Yitom, Achech, Haochlov Yivolenu, Hikonu Zadai Nikra Hefsek Shem Daber. But then he says, "Also, b'di'eved sheshach v'diber b'shasatima sheyachzu v'ivarech." Mo she'adin hu b'mhifzik bein habrocha l'achila. It was if at least you chewed a little bit, then you're okay. Rav Talki wanted to be mechadish And even if you didn't chew, you just put it in your mouth. You wanted to think it's okay. Yeah. And this Shalosh is quoted in the Magen Avraham on Kuf Samach Zayin, page 21. Miriam Sach, but although Loi Saint Sarach Lachzul Varach. Now Loi Saint Sarach Bracha, Kin Ika Bracha Labliya. Even though the Bracha is really on the Bliya, but the Lisa is the, you know, just like we discussed, is it considered Derech Achila if you're Boleya without chewing? Who's that Machlokus between? The who? The who's the no? By the way, Belia is considered Shaloka Derech Achila. The Noda Behuda and the Toras Chaim. Okay. And he brings a raya because if you. You low to pole in Tzorach Levarach. But the evidence is okay. Okay. Okay, so let us. Okay, now we go to the next packet, right? Ezra, I'll give you back a vav if you give me a zayin. Like that. Don't trade. Shkaya. Okay. So the Shir Achil of Yom Kippur is Kosevis, right? We discussed all that. And but Shtia is Malo Lugmov. Right? So what is right, so Melo Lugmav, we said, is what? On page 2. Amar Rav Yehuda, Meshmolo Melo Lugmav Mamish. Whereas, it doesn't mean you have to fill both cheeks up. Whereas, it's one cheek, but if one cheek is full, it looks like two cheeks are full. But it's really just one cheek. One cheek. And if you drink that amount on Yom Kippur, then you chayv karis. The Tosa says, Kol she'ilu misalkol tzad echad yurek imlo lugmav. Havi pachas So it's really, it's pachas mirvias. It's like rover vias. And that's the... And that's the shear for Yom Kippur, and that's the shear for Kiddush. That when you make Kiddush and you should drink from the wine, it should be a Melo Lugmav. So on Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, it's Melo Lugmav. That's Melo Lugmav. And Melo Lugmav is, Tos says, is Rov Revius. And the Ran, what does the Ran say? Around on page 4. He says it depends upon how big the person is. He says it's less than Revius, he's not so sure how much it is. How much less than Revius? Tosa says Rov Revius. And the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur says Rov Revius. That's for Kiddush. Yeah. Rav is Yom Kippur. Then we did the Shira of Achilas Pras. So we look in Shulchan Aruch, a tough ratio based Dalit, Shira Achilas Pras, they show him Arba Beitzim, they show him Sholosh Beitzim. Because Pras is a Prusa. Prusa means half the loaf. So a loaf is either 8 Beitzim or 6 Beitzim. So half a loaf is either 4 Beitzim or 3 Beitzim. So that's the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Is it 4 Beitzim or is it 3 Beitzim? Isa, or is it enough to Ima? So that we discussed with the vitality and the what we said before, if you needed to chew for the evidence, so you don't have to repeat the bracha, or is it enough just to put it in your mouth? And the Lulugmav, we discussed, so that's Rov Revius or something less than Revius. That's 55, 56. What does the Maril say? I think Rav Sheffield might have said that the Erisin is.
I think so, because the it's not in the board, but it's in the book, it's colored
red. Right.
That's the color of Osi.
Right. Yeah, so therefore what? For what? Oh, or is it reverse? But is it, yeah, but it says a chos?
No.
No. Right, so saying so that could be that one is not. The chos is not.
But it doesn't say the chos on the show.
Right. So that's why I never understood. But I think the way he said it over from Rav Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, is maybe the opposite way. Okay, we have to verify that.
I think the Shevron too, but the Shevron referring to is the rest is not the
Kobra. Right, I'm saying, but if you think Shevron and Bar Pirei Gofen is one of them, even though that phrase Shevron doesn't really appear, I think it's in Yerushalmi, I don't think it's in the Bavli. So then. But it's mashma from the Nesuah was on the coast.
It doesn't say
you're on the
coast.
Right, so that's why I never understood the pshat, because I thought both of them are not on the coast, Medina de Gemara. But he says it over, so that from Rav Moshe, that he told him by one of them to have a little.
It's been the Eretz
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, so we have to verify which one Rav Moshe said to be more machmir on, because that could be I said it incorrectly, so okay. Okay, now the Maril. What does the Maril say? A kol should be a revius. There's called kol sozio yachzit mulo shnei klipos beitza. Two klipos of a beitza, daini revius alum. Adam rin revius avi beitza mechza, but saloma masai shem masharin ba polos beitza tocha mayim. Shai Kereger Hamayim Hayotze. First he's saying it's two klipos, but then he's saying that it says in the some Rishon in the Rashbam that it's Beitz Mechtza. So he says, Adamin and Revius have a Beitz Mechtza as opposed to as almost Masayshim Misharim Bapolis. Beitza Tuch Mayim.
Does that mean like in the first case we have an empty shell to fill out the door and put it
down? Right, that's an empty shell.
Is the full egg.
The full egg. Right, so if it's an empty shell, then it's what? It's two empty shells.
Yeah.
If it's a full Beitza, it's what? It's a Beitza Mechtza.
When the shell is.
When what? When it's a full egg.
Yeah.
If it's two klipos,
no.
But when do we say beitz mechtza, when you put it, upon the beitz b'toch mayim, shayken egel mayim ayotze. So that's a full egg. So that's two shells.
So a full egg.
Right. Now, Nisbira's Divrei Yoel. Amudud Gimel. He says an important point. The Shir go to a kosher kiddush. Ogilay Rabbeinu Lasky b'Josh Osov. The Shir reviews who. Shol Shavoy, that's Shiyim Shalanu, the ounce, who 2 or 3 eighths of an ounce. And the Tzlach says you double it, because all the baits in got shrunk, so it's double the size. So it's 4 3/4 ounce. So he says the shear of Saba Rebbe's coast was the biggest shear. But Abdullah was the smaller shear. But Be'ikar Adin, the Saba Rebbe held that it's 2 3/8 of an ounce. So that's a good thing to know. Because a lot of times there's a small cup, and you think, oh, everyone thinks they have to have these big cups. So the Sama Rebbe, I mean, they say the Chavetz Chaim's Kiddush Cup was very small. And they say Moshe's 3.3, Chazdish 4.0. So he says the Ikar Adin, he held, if you know, if you don't hold from the Tzlach, that everything has to be doubled, he thought the Ikar Adin 2 3/8 ounce. Yes?
2 3/8.
2 3/8.
What?
2.375. So it's even less than 3 ounces. Right, all the big shiurim is once you hold that from the Dovid Yehuda, from the Tzlach, that everything shrunk. And therefore, everything has to be doubled. That's a chiddush. That's not chiddush. Rav Michal Sharkin writes in his sefer that when Rav Chaim Noah came out with his shiurim, we always view him as the smaller shiurim. But when he came out with his shiurim, people viewed him as the machmer sheet. Because once the Chazanish came into the world, so Chazanish was the machmer, and then he was the mako. But history, the way history was, that when Rav Chaim Noah had his shear, which is the small, what we call the small shiurim, people thought that was a chumrah. You know, so everything is relative in life. You know, But the Sama Rebbe said that Revis is 2 3/8 ounce, bigger than. So then we said, by a minute lishtos because shall ounce. In other words, we have this minute that I told you yesterday, and Ravash said we always use the Yom Kippur, the ounce shot glasses. So the question is, where does this come an ounce? I mean, Lechara, we want to, below Lugmov is, say, Rov Revius. So an ounce is clearly, look, if you sound the Revius is really 2 3/8 meter, then, especially if you hold bigger, then you have much more than an ounce to drink. To have, so what's the idea of an ounce? So he says like this. He says, Hine Yadua, on page 17, Hine Yadua, the Shir Hayosek Katan, Mishtias Revius, Umasha Yosef Mishne Ounce, the Chetz. He says 2.54. I mean, in the way we have it in the, it's, well, 2 3/8 is how much? 2.57, he said? 2.37. He has 2.5. Okay. Yeah, close enough. And that was the Sama Rebbe Shita Mikra I did. So he says like this. This is all mainly who shear the Yosef cut the mole lugwal. Shumashu Yosef Michatzi Revius. The Kavich Revius, Shumashu Yosef Mishne Ounce, the Chatzi. Then to the Chatzi Revius is Mashu Yosef Mishne Ounce of Revius. So what's a half of the Sama Rebbe Shita? 2.3, what's a half of that? What? A half of 2.375? 2.375. Yeah.
2.375,
a half of that. 1.1. What? 1.1. 1.19. 1.19. Oh, so that's a half. All the way to Shira Yosef Kotlum Olam Ruvim, which is Vasha Yosef Mechatzi Revius. So Mulan Lugmav is a little bit more than it's the shear of, he says, Rov Revius. So the only main of shear Yosef Kotlin Mulan Lugmav from Mashu Yosef Michatzi Revius. The Kim Shavius of Mashu Yosef Mishne Ounce of the Chatzi. So the Chatzi Revius of Mashu Yosef Mi Ounce. So Chatzi Revius is a little bit more than an ounce. An ounce and a quarter. Yeah, Shami Kafu, so therefore, to make sure you don't do an ounce and a quarter, just do an ounce. This way, you'll know for sure you got less than Rov Revius. But that's based on, in other words, here you can't have the big shiurim lakula. In other words, you have to have the big shiurim all the lakhumra. Big shiurim lakula. So therefore, an ounce, make sure that you don't get Rov Revius. It could be the Chazon Ish only saying it l'chumra for the Node of Yehuda, but he wouldn't necessarily use the Node of Yehuda as a kula. That's what I would think. Okay, so that is, then we had a beer halacha here. Bir halacha on page 7. He says, that with Hilcha Shabbos, we say you have to have rover, the drug for the post kiddush, rubo shel revis. Welcome to Shir Zeh, Eli Yotzei, Bekol Gavre. Now, so the question is, and what about Yom Kippur? See, in Kiddush it says, Lo Lugmav, Hu Rubo Shel Revis. That's what it says in Hilchos Kiddush. But what about in Yom Kippur? So Yom Kippur, he says, who pachas mirvis? So it's interesting, he has a different lashon. That in Kiddush he says rov mirvis. Here he just says pachas mirvis. So what's the pshat? Pachas mirvis just means pachas mirvis. Rov mirvis means the rov of the mirvis. That's a big difference. So that's what the Bir Halacha wants to understand. And he says, like, because Tosis is the one in Pesachim that said Mo'lumov is rov mirvis. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, he's following the Ran, that he says that it's Lulugmav is Pachas Mirvis. So how come the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the Ran Shita by Kiddush? That it's not enough just to drink Rov Revius. You should have almost the Revius. You can have a little bit less, but the Rov Revius wouldn't be good enough, according to the Ran, according to Kiddush. So why isn't the Mechaber consistent? The Shir for Kiddush is Rov is a Lo Lugmav, and the Shir for Yom Kippur is a Lo Lugmav. But when he defines what Lo Lugmav is, in Hilchos Kiddush he says Rov Revius, in Hilchos Yom Kippur he says Pachas Mi Revius. So that's a big difference. So which one is it? Because the Gemara just says that's Pachas Revius. How come in Hilchos Kiddush the Ran sheet is not quoted? That's the Bir Halachas Kasha. But I'm in Yom Kippur. The Vadei Chayiv, the other cut, I feel Pachas Revius in the Kol Mulugmav D'Day. He says, because Yom Kippur is totally in Yishuv Hadas. So whatever is, if you're a little kid, if you're a little person, Yishuv Hadas could be less. So what's the chiluk? So he says like this. L'sham tamachivu mishum yitu v'dayta Yom Kippur. V'sh'ein v'ini kiddush efshar d'akadosh hacham u'kach shish v'dapu v'bukol shu v'kadosh v'ad. Kol shkem v'asma v'daydu lo luvim v'od v'meidu v'pochas v'reviz v'vaday yishloma v'kol odem v'fil kot v'yoser m'lo luvim v'diday v'pochas v'ro v'reviz. V'vaday v'ro yishloma v'kos v'dol v'ni kotten. So that's the Shaila. What's the why isn't he consistent? Absalom and Shammai, they said because Yom Kippur was telling you the Shir of Chiyav Chatas. So Shir Chiyav Chatas, in other words, if you just bring Rov Revius, you don't want necessarily to be Chiyav Chatas, because maybe that's not enough to be violating the Chiyav Chatas. So he's just telling you what the Chiyav Chatas is. So he says, if you want to be Chiyav Chatas, it has to be Lekuli Alma, then it has to be Pachas Revius. But when it comes to Kiddush, so they were koveya shir to ima who midrabanan. So they said Rov Revius is enough. He says that a cotton maybe doesn't even need Rov Revius. That's what he's saying. So in the Hanami, when it comes to Achiv Chatas, that they quote the biggest shear. But for Kiddush, it's only the Rabbanan that you have to be Tohim, that they quote the shear Rov Revius. And by a cotton, he says that even if it's less than Rov Revius, by Yom Kippur. By a cotton, he says, culture came with that around. She died with one move. Well, Adam made him, he pops a revise. But rather, he's lower the whole Adam. I feel a cotton be your sir. The low look of the day, he won't pop us with a revise. Because he's saying that even the smallest person. Is that going to have, is that going to be less than Rov Revius? So Rov Revius is the smallest that it could possibly be, but it could be bigger, up to just less than Revius. So and a really low lugma for a big person could even be more than Rov Revius. But Kiddush, they made a certain takana. This is what it is. And by Yom Kippur, to Michael Chatas, every person is different. So, I'm ten chiluk, make kosh Kiddush and kosh alar makosos. Bir halacha, ish ayin aleph. So what's the difference between Kiddush and Dalet Kosos? So that's what we saw before, the Dalet Kosos. Does he say here the difference between Kiddush and Dalet Kosos? Well, Briskarov says the difference, right? That by Kiddush, it's a din in Lo Lugma. The Alkosis is a din in Rov Kos. Now, to me, like Rav Shechter pointed out, whether Lechatchila you could just. Because Lechatchila you don't say Rubo Kukulo, as Rav Shechter pointed out from the Gemara in Kul. So, therefore, by the Alkosis, you're really supposed to drink the whole Kos. Kos is a Revius. It's a question whether if you have a bigger coast, do you have to drink that bigger coast? But by Kiddush, it's not a din in drinking the whole coast. It's a din of the low lugma. So if you drink the low lugma by Kiddush, that's the chatchila. Because it's not a din, Briskarov says, not a din of rubo kukulo. That's the shear. But for dalkosis, it's a din in drinking the whole coast. Then we say Rubo Kukulo. But Rubo Kukulo is din Rubo Kukulo. And that's only a din, like Rav Shechter put down, only a din b'dieva. So by Kiddush, even Lechatchila it's below Lugma. But by Dalet Kosos, It's not a din l'chatchila. It's a din.
Well, you get it through the suffix reference.
Yeah. Okay, so we're up to question 62 now, Rav Osei. Okay, so Bez Hashem, maybe tomorrow we'll finish the, and then maybe Bez Hashem on Sunday, maybe we'll do the Sraver questions, or at least some of them. And you have to tell me when is good for you to make the time for the Bechina, because it'll probably be, we're nearing the end of the Chazara. So the Chevra should speak to Max or Ilan and let me know. But I don't want it. The point of the Chazara is not to give them a time that it's not good. The point of the Chazara is to know what we learned. So if I'm going to put it on a certain day and you guys, it's not good for you, then there's no point in that. The point is you come out with a sense of accomplishment, that you have a kinyan on the things that we learned. So that's why we go slowly. You should look inside every piece we learned. And Max?
Yeah, Max, can I vote for not next week?
Okay, come here, man.
Just text. Next week is midterm.
I pressed this, but it's still.
Should I
just.